Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush Monday. Chuck Bryant here. Noel Brown here.
That's me.
We're doing great.
We are.
You look great, Noel.
I am.
How are things going with your new girlfriend?
Oh, good. They're good. She just got back from a big family vacation.
Oh, yeah?
And now she needs a vacation from her vacation. Am I right?
Yeah. I've done that.
Oh, family.
Boing.
Exactly. Now, her family's amazing. I love them very much, but they all have very big personalities, and
sure.
They decided to do the road trip route.
Wow.
Down to the Texas, Florida Panhandle. So that's 10 hours each way. And it was
from
all
where?
From here.
What? You can get to the Florida Panhandle in 6 hours. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Were they stopping
about the
along
geography.
The way?
No, wherever they were going, it was some big nature preserve.
Okay,
I'm not a geography wizard, Chuck. You know this, but all I know is it took 10 hours. Okay, so nature preserve, 10 hours. It was all the girls, so mom, aunt, cousin, and her 91-year-old grandfather.
Oh,
he was
wow.
like the outlying.
Really,
the male
he's the dude.
Party,
huh?
But they had
fun.
A great time. But I think you know. Family tensions ran a little high occasionally.
Sure, that can happen.
She's glad to be back, and I'm glad to have her back.
Well, I got to say, Noel, I'm quite disappointed because I've always thought of you as a geography wizard.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I don't even know what to do.
It's okay. I'm good at other things.
Everyone, this week we're going to do a couple of new fun things. And in fact, I'm going to do something that we've never done in a minute. I'm going to let it flesh out a little bit more, but as I was logging onto Facebook right now to my social studies segment to read those, I noticed something on the Movie Crushers page that was great, that was posted like a minute ago, and people are populating it. So I'm going to let that populate a bit, and then we're just going to do a segment on the fly from the Movie Crushers page. How about that?
I'm all about it, Chuck.
But we're going to start it off with social studies.
Social studies on Movie Crush.
And this week, Noel, I asked this one. What is your pick for the best last line of a movie? There's nothing like a great last line of a movie, Noel. That can really put a movie over the top for me.
My favorite is when the last line of the movie contains the name of the movie.
Well.
That doesn't really happen. But we remember that there was that YouTube video.
Oh, yeah,
it was so funny. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Hey, now,
you're an all-star. What's the best? What's the best?
Off the dome, I'm going to go with Sex, Lies, and Videotape always is one of the best last lines of a movie to me. At the very end of the film, Andy McDowell, and after her marriage has been wrecked by James Spader, yet they're in love, she comes out on the porch and sits down, and she says, "It looks like rain." And James Spader says, "It is raining, but it's not raining."
Oh.
Very just rich with
very,
symbolism.
Yeah, for sure.
Such a great last line.
Now, I can't think of one that Chinatown has the name of the movie in the last line. Don't they say, "Forget about it, baby, it's Chinatown." Or something
Forget
like
about
that.
Jake. I don't know if is that the very last line?
I think it is.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Some people didn't put what movie this was. So maybe we'll just try and guess on some of those, Noel. Our old friend Adam Pelletier says, "I've reflected many times upon our rigid search. It has shown me that everything is illuminated in the light of the past. It is always along the side of us, on the inside looking out, like you say, inside out. Jonathan, in this way, I will always be along the side of your life, and you will always be along the side of mine." That is from the movie Everything is Illuminated. Good book. Good quote. Good last line. Our old friend Rebecca Robe, she says this. "Will you shut it? It's fucking ringing. Ring, ring, ring. 18 with a Bullet is the song, and that's from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I might have butchered that.
It's okay. I think he did a fine job.
Let me see here. Oh, from Silence of the Lambs, Al Mirabella says, I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. So good.
Classic.
Classic. Classic.
I mean, it's so tongue-in-cheek and a little, like, a little corny.
Yeah.
But great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great.
Like Movie City, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. Lopez, Vanessa Lopez, our old pal. Oh, I'm going to do this in character. I don't know if I can do this. I've never tried this one. See if you can guess, Noel. I find I'm so excited. I can barely sit still or hold a thought in my head. I think it's the excitement only a free man can feel, a free man at the start of a long journey whose conclusion is uncertain. I hope I can make it across the border. I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. I hope. You're like, is that Pee-wee Herman?
I was like, is that Bernadette Peters? Like, what are you doing there? Is that Carol Channing? I don't understand. No, I don't recognize the quote. I don't recognize the quote.
That was my Morgan Freeman.
Oh, is it Shawshank?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, but I was like, that does not sound like Morgan Freeman.
I've never tried Morgan Freeman. That was not very good.
That's the thing about Morgan Freeman, Chuck. No one sounds like Morgan Freeman but Morgan Freeman. That's
sure.
Why he gets all those sweet voiceover gigs. You think there'd be like a sound alike? No, sir. They got to pay him the big bucks.
Oh, maybe I'll work on that one at home. I'll work on that in the shower.
Your wife's going to be like, what is going on?
Yeah. No, Emily's like, I do weird things in the shower. She knows that.
That's great.
Zach Lowe, our old pal, says, looking good, Billy Ray. Feeling good, Lewis. That, of course, is from Trading Places.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Very good. Oh, boy. Doesn't get much better than this, Noel. Cale Gibson, Rhodes. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
That's from Revolutionary Road, right? No.
Do you really not know?
Yes, it's okay. It's Back to the Future.
All right, well, I never... Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. The famous French film.
Bruce Davidson, this is from Lebowski. Catch you later on down the trail. Say, friend, you got any more of that good sarsaparilla?
Hey, good sarsaparilla. Sioux City sarsaparilla.
You're like, I didn't know Morgan Freeman was in The Big Lebowski.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. That's from Ken Turpin. Do you know the movie, Noel?
No,
I don't.
Aren't peacocks, don't they not fly?
Well, that's probably the joke.
Is that the joke?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that movie.
I don't either.
Nick Fury in Avengers Infinity War from David Wilder. Oh, motherfuck.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's the last line?
You saw Avengers.
I didn't remember. I didn't remember.
That's a spoiler coming right now, everyone. Yeah, that's when Nick Fury dissolves right in the middle of saying motherfucker.
That's right. Yes. I forgot that he I saw the trailer for the new one recently. It looks cool.
Yeah, and I'm trying to avoid the trailers.
Yeah. Apparently it's like going to be over 3 hours long too.
Bring it. That's all I
agree. I really, really enjoy those movies.
Yeah, they're great. Shannon Redding McQueen, Henry Hill from Goodfellas. I get to live the rest of my life like a schnook. It's great when he's in witness protection.
Is that in Goodfellas?
Yeah,
Ray Liotta. Yeah, a schnook.
So good.
I love that. People don't say schnook anymore.
No.
They might say schmuck.
Right.
But not schnook.
Right.
I love that.
Vanessa Height says from Gone with the Wind, after all, tomorrow is another day.
No truer words were ever spoken.
Our old friend Sergey Williams says, you were tearing me apart, Lisa.
That's not the last line.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
I still haven't seen The Room.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good.
Well,
No, that's definitely not the last line.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, Sergey.
Gary M. Strange from James Bond's On Her Majesty's Secret Service. We have all the time in the world. Okay, not bad.
That, you know what? I would argue that should have been the name of the movie.
Oh, really?
James Bond in All the Time in the World.
That is a very Bondy title, yeah. Isn't it? Shai Rubin says, hands down, the last line from Spider-Man Homecoming, Aunt May sees him changing and saying, what the fuck? Another Marvel movie that ends with a half fuck.
Oh, I wonder if that was by design.
A half fuck. You know, that was my nickname in college.
Really?
Old half fuck.
Yeah. Chuck half fuck. Will, have fuck will travel.
No, half.
I know. I got
okay,
it.
Yeah. It was either that or the old 50 percenter.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't matter.
I feel like I'm making fun of myself, though, so that's always good.
That's always good.
Oh, well, no. Of course, you're going to love this one. Matthew Schweifer, I'm sorry, Schweifler, says, you met me at a very strange time in my life.
I know. Ugh.
With that, your feet on the air, yeah, your head on the ground.
Yes. No, that, I thought that that ending was so cool because it, to me, I think I've said this before, it implies that, like, everything that happened in that movie was a direct result of him being in love with Marla Singer.
Yeah.
Like, I think even the manifestation of the Tyler Durden character was totally to, like, it was a result of him wanting to be something more than what he was.
I think you're right. She was more central to that story than—
I think, at least in the movie. Yeah. I don't remember if that's how it was in the book, but I think that line literally, like, pushes that home. Mm-hmm. And I know people rag on that movie and say it doesn't hold up and it's macho bullshit. And I haven't seen it in years, but that was a very important movie to me when I was younger.
Yeah, same here. I don't know if I want to see it. I may just let that one live.
Let it live.
In the past.
Yep.
Teresa Barker, E.T. I'll be right here.
What if it was different and he said, I'll be right back.
Wait, Morgan Freeman was in E.T.?
Exactly. Yeah, see?
Let me see here. Logan Corsault from Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Oh, I remember that movie. Do you remember that?
I remember.
Very arty black and white, very specific look.
Well, it was...
dare I say, psychedelic and meta.
Oh, yes. You dare. You may. There's a thread about that on the Crusher
page. I saw that.
And people were coming to my defense.
I know,
Chuck.
Noel. I love it.
No, that was it was kind of like a CGI, like steampunkish kind of noir detective
throwback, black and white
throwback,
thing.
Like The Shadow or something looking mm-hmm. thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. It looked great. What was the line here? Lens cap. Logan says it gets him every time. I don't remember the last line of that movie. I don't remember much about that movie. I think some people don't get this. Some people are just throwing out their favorite lines. That's okay. I know it's difficult, everyone. David Massey says, the last line of Eyes Wide Shut is incredible. Miss Prim and Proper Nicole Kidman, closing the argument. There's something very important that we need to do as soon as possible. Fuck. Let me see. Another vote. Kenneth Hannon for Fight Club. Certainly a good ending to that film. A couple of people. Nick Kelly, for one. The last line of There Will Be Blood, I'm finished.
Yes. Such an interesting way of saying it too, right? So yeah. So much like finality and like just weight to that.
I'd like to see that again.
Oh, it's so good.
It's been a long, long time.
So good.
Boy, I'm going to miss Daniel Day-Lewis if he truly is retired.
Hasn't he said that before?
I don't know.
I feel like he's kind of said it before and then
maybe
came out of retirement to do a thing that he was really into.
Sure. He'll, let's hope so.
Yeah.
John Cougar Mechalep. God damn you. God damn you to hell. You all to hell. What movie was that? I know that.
That's Planet of the Apes.
Oh, of course. Jeez.
Yeah.
I was cured all right.
Yeah, that's clocky worky orangey.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. Tuffy Serpa with that comment.
Great name.
I just did a really bad English accent for that. Glenn Cooper also says There Will Be Blood. A lot of people are voting for that one, Noel. Oh, boy. Oh, no, this isn't last line. Come on, everyone. Get your act together. Do you not know what a last line in a movie is? It's not the one in the middle.
No. No, it's not, by its very nature.
I'm so mad at everybody.
Chuck,
Forget everything I said.
Can you take it down a peg? Come on.
Forget what I said earlier about this great community.
No! Be nice.
All right, let's do a couple more here. Philip Woodward says, Matrix and now John Wick 3 both said, what do you need? Guns. Lots of guns. Did both movies say that?
No idea.
Okay.
I only saw the first one.
I didn't see any of them.
They're good.
Oh, hey, look here. It's Robert Lamb, our old friend and colleague here from the new show, Invention, which is very good with Joe, as well as their old great show, Stuff to Blow Your Mind.
Not Robert, to mention the writer and creator
of
the new amazing sci-fi mind-bending fiction show we've got coming out called Transgenesis.
Yes.
Mid-April?
It'll be close to when this is released, but yeah, look for Transgenesis, everyone, if you like sci-fi.
Actually, I think it's on tax day.
Oh, really?
I think someone told me it's on tax day.
Yeah, look out for Transgenesis, everyone. It's really, really good stuff. We're very proud of that show. So Robert says, I can't recall if it was the last line of the movie, but this one from The Mission has always stuck with me. No, thus have we made the world. Thus have I made it. It's a very Robert Lammy thing
to
pick.
It really is. It's almost biblical.
Yeah, Robert's great. Lisa Teixeira says, forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown. That must be the last movie. So great. Truly, the title is the last line of that word of that movie.
Yep, yep.
Jonathan Gerber, Mein Führer, I can walk. Dr. Strangelove.
That's right. That's right.
Let's finish with this one. And there are a lot of these, so I'm going to leave this one up too. And we'll hit on this one later. Peter Lyons says, from the movie Babe, great film. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
And that'll do for, this segment.
Oh, Noel.
You know?
Don't be so professional.
I got to try. I got to give it my all.
Don't be a professional broadcaster.
Okay.
Let me see. What do I have here on the docket? Oh, well, Noel, should we go ahead and do Chuck's Holes?
Gosh, can we please?
All right. Chuck's Holes, everyone.
Chuck's Holes, the first ever segment wherein we test Chuck's movie gaps. Movie holes. All right.
Holes and gaps. What are you now? You know, you have to, or do you want me to keep score?
I can keep score.
I don't mind.
No, Chuck, sit back and relax.
Okay.
Let me do all the work here.
I mean, are you gonna do it on your computer?
Yeah, I got a computer.
All right, great. Let's do this.
So, what do I do?
How many? You got 20?
I mean, let me see. I might have added more than 20 because I added a couple at the end. Let me call it down to 21. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Call it, Noel.
One second here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay, let me get rid of two here. Let me get rid of that one. I'm going to get rid of this one. All right. We got 20. I'm going to just make a hash mark for everyone that you get right. That'll be easy.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Number one, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Yes.
Yes, you've seen that one. Okay.
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
So are there themes here or no?
There's going to be little clusters of themes, Chuck.
Okay, theme clusters.
I think you're going to sense the themes
when
they arise.
Okay.
That one was just one that I thought you probably had seen.
Sure.
But I also thought it might have been a gotcha because we even talked about Schnabel in the last episode.
Schnobs.
The Schnobs.
Yeah.
Also, big fan of Movie Crush. He's on the page. No, that's the Gooch. No.
Well, there's the Gooch. There's Stubbs.
There's another one that sort of sounds like Schnobs.
Schliebs? Stubbs?
No, never mind. It'll come up again. Okay, here we go.
Schneids?
Schneids!
Well, that's Paul Schneider, our old friend Schneids.
That's Schneids.
Yeah.
Yeah, our old friends Schneids and Schnobs. That's a buddy comedy in the works right there.
Schneids and Schnobs.
Okay, here's one. This is a total gimme, I'm sure. But Rosemary's Baby.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Bonnie and Clyde.
No.
Ha-ha!
Oh, man, I'm so angry.
Yeah.
Because, goddamn, that movie should be, like,
really?
So
that's,
plugged.
That's what I thought.
I mean, I've seen various parts of it, but
same.
I've never sat down and seen that movie.
Not in succession. Yeah, I have. I went through a Warren Beatty period.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Youth. You know the difference between me and you. So I'm going to watch that fucking movie tonight.
Good. Good.
And you're just like,
yeah, I'll get around to it. I got better stuff to do. I got to watch the new Netflix show. I got to watch The Office again for the 90th time.
Well, that's okay.
It's very good. All right, here we go. Here's a little mini theme cluster here involving shapeshifters in feline form.
Okay.
Okay? Number one, Cat People.
I knew you were going to say that. I never saw Cat People.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepwalkers.
I don't. Who was that?
I think it was called Stephen King's Sleepwalkers.
I never saw
it. And it was an early 90s shape-shifting cat horror movie that was that I saw in the theaters.
Never saw it. No, yeah. You are crushing. You are mini-crushing me.
All right. There we go. Next, The Toxic Avenger.
Nope. You're delighting in this. I love it. good for you.
All right, Chuck.
Comeuppance. Revenge is Emil Betzer of old.
We know how much you love our boy Peter
Jackson.
Peter Jackson for his Lord of the Rings quadrology.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're about to say.
But how about some of his earlier schlockier work, like Dead Alive?
Yes, I've
You've
seen
Dead Alive. Good. Yes, that would have been unforgivable.
That's one of those that when I worked at Vision Video in Athens. I saw Dead Alive.
That's then. The one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The infamous lawnmower scene.
Yeah.
With like more fake blood than you can shake a strapped on lawnmower at.
Yeah.
He literally has a lawnmower with like a lanyard of some kind,
uh-huh.
You know, that makes no sense. That would not have borne the weight of that thing. And he's just shredding zombies with it like a Cuisinart. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Good film.
Okay. Beavis and Butthead Do America.
No.
Okay.
Man. You know my holes.
Okay.
Boy, you're well done, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm just playing the game here. The Lawnmower Man.
I didn't see that. You're pummeling me with Stephen King because, you know, I never was that into Stephen King.
Well, The Lawnmower Man, though, is a funny one because it was like based on a Stephen King short story and the movie had nothing to do with the Stephen King short story. They just had the rights to it. The movie was more about like virtual reality and it was very, very bad looking.
Is that Jeff Fahey?
I think so. Yes, I think so. He plays. Yeah, that's right. So sticking in the theme of bad virtual reality movies from the 90s, Virtuosity. Starring a very early Russell Crowe. And Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I know the movie. Yeah. Did not see mm-hmm. it. Okay. Man, okay. I'm getting crushed.
How about this, Chuck? Ghostbusters, the reboot.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Of course.
Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I loved Mamma Mia. That was a lot of fun.
Okay. Okay, here we've got a trilogy of themes.
Okay.
The Postman, starring Kevin Costner.
Nope.
Okay. Il Postino, the Postman.
Fuck, I never saw that one either.
Okay. And The Postman Always Rings Twice.
I did see that.
Okay. Cool.
Nicholson and Lang.
That's good.
I like that little Postman theme.
Yeah.
The only three, right?
That was my trilogy, yeah.
Is there any other Postman movies?
Possibly.
Okay.
Okay. We have another trilogy coming up on the tail end that I think you'll like.
All right. Now, are these the last three?
Yeah, we're getting close. Hold on. No, no.
Now, count up. Give me an accurate count.
I've got five left.
And where do I stand right now?
Right now, you have...
Am I mathematically eliminated?
You have six wins.
And how many losses?
I don't know, Chuck.
Are you not keeping up with losses?
No, I can just do the math here. Hang on.
Well, if I have six wins and there's five left, that's 11. I must have nine losses.
That's right, nine losses.
All right, I'm still in it.
You're in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it for a 50-50 kind of situation.
Yeah,
right?
Let's just press on.
Let's go.
Scorekeeping is not your strong suit, by the way.
You know what, Chuck? this is my first time doing this. I'm doing my best. Lessons learned, okay?
Right.
Next time, I'll do better.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm kind of doing pretty well at the part of the game that matters.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, let's press on. The Conversation. Starring Gene Hackman.
Yes.
Fabulous movie.
Yeah, great movie.
It's a very San Francisco movie, I mm-hmm. believe. And that's a early Coppola?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine to seven.
About a surveillance expert who kind of goes a little cuckoo bananas.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, good film.
Walter Murch edited, I believe.
Oh, okay.
The famous Walter Murch. Okay, we've got, Mulan.
No, that's not fair, but sure.
I haven't seen it either.
All right.
It's fine. Why is that not fair? You have a daughter.
Why am I going to see Mulan?
You have a daughter. She's too young.
No, wait. Mulan. I didn't see. I saw Moana.
Moana.
Ah, continue.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
All right. So that's 10 to 7.
Yeah.
Noel, I have to sweep it to get a 50-50.
Yep.
Three more.
Well, hey, then that's pretty cool because this this last one is another trilogy.
Okay.
And it is a Holes-related trilogy.
Oh.
Okay.
The movie Holes?
Yeah, the Holes.
I saw it.
Yeah!
I all loved right. it, in fact.
I'm rooting for you here, Chuck.
Oh, well, that's nice. So 10 to 8?
Yep. How about this, Chuck? The Black Hole.
Yes.
Ho-ho!
10 to 9. It all comes down to this.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure you've seen this last one, Chuck.
All right.
It was pretty... I think it was pretty well-liked. The Whole Nine Yards.
Yes.
Bruce ding, Willis, ding, 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 ding.
Wow, look at me, old 50%.
50%.
All right, that was fun.
That was fun.
You thought you had me there, because well, that was a long run of notes.
I was enjoying...
Sure.
I was enjoying the tension. Like I said, I was rooting for you there at the end.
Oh, man. I'm fanning myself. All right, everybody, we're going to finish up with, like I said, this was just posted on the Movie Crushers page, and I want to give a big shout-out for programming this segment, even though he didn't even know that he was doing so. His name is Von Baudet, perhaps the Y is silent, Y-V-A-N. It's either Yvonne or Von Baudet. Posted this in the Movie Crushers. Describe your sex life using only a movie title. These are fun. And I'm just going to zip through these because they're a lot of fun. Rick Smith says Free Solo.
Nice.
Robert Eldridge, What We Do in the Shadows.
There you go.
Lillian Rolfe says Parenthood. That's pretty funny. Austin Handler, The Long Kiss Goodnight. Clement Scott, The Chamber of Secrets.
Ooh.
Our old pal Kristen Bitsaguy says The 7-Year Itch. And she jokes and says, not really, I'm happily married. Billy Kahn, I Am Legend.
Thinks very highly of himself.
I guess so. Von Baudet says Fast and Furious. Jason King says 12 Angry Men.
Wow.
I don't even know.
It like, doesn't matter.
That's like five jokes in one.
It really is.
Pandora Young says Requiem for a Dream. Okay. Not sure I get that one. Joe Gathercole says Darkest Hour.
Oh, okay.
That's his sex life.
Yeah, sad.
Baird William Swedman says The Neverending Story. Pandora Young says Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Wolfe says No Country for Old Men. Totally joking, but it made me giggle.
It does, yeah.
That's pretty funny. Tyler Byrne says Gone with the Wind. Kevin Osborne says There Will Be Blood. Oh. Jeez, Kevin. Why you got to be like that? Lee Lastovica says Something Wicked This Way Comes. Joe Gathercole's back. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. People are having a lot of fun with this one. Oh, this is good. Felicia Trudio Brian says Toy Story.
Yeah, that's another solo kind of situation.
Yeah, that's funny. Let me see here. Byron Howie says, Hannah and Her Sisters. I can explain. Trust me.
Oof.
Stephen Lee says, 8 days a week.
Very nice.
Some of these are just flat out dirty. I'm even blushing.
Wait a minute. There's only 7 days in a week.
Sarah McNitt says, Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Cute.
Yeah, that's a good one. James Elliott, Gone in 60 Seconds. oh, I'm having so much fun with this. Our old friend Adam Pelletier says, Hot Fuzz.
You got to do the manscaping, dude. Come on.
Oh, goodness. Chris Coca says, Pecker. That's a good one. Matt Underwood, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah, I think it's another masturbation joke. Well, no. Yeah, I don't know. The cradle makes it a little weird.
Our old friend Rebecca Robe, batteries not included. let me see. There's five more. Zach Pointer says, A River Runs Through It. Christine Fordham says, She's Got a Habit. Gabriel E. Pagan says, Snowpiercer.
Ooh.
I'm not sure what that means. Stephanie Holmes Mills says, The Gift. And then finally, David Mills, let's finish with him, says, Very Bad Things.
You know, minus Chuck?
What?
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Doesn't matter. Just use your imagination.
You know what mine is? Is uh, Tokyo Drift.
There you go.
Fast and Furious Tokyo.
Yeah.
I have no
idea. You kind of drift a little to the left.
Whoa.
I don't know, man. I'm just using, you know, anyway. That was fun.
That was fun. All right. That's it, everyone.
Y'all are disgusting.
Yeah. Bunch of dirty-minded, wonderful people.
Yeah, that too.
My favorite kind of folks. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for contributing. Thanks for helping us fill out these mini crushes. Thank you, Mr. Knoll, for doing Chuck's Holes.
Yes. Dude, can we do that again?
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that rhymed with Chuck that would be like Knoll's Holes, but, you know.
I'll workshop that.
Yeah, workshop that. So thanks, everyone, and we will hear you and see you and talk to you next week.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.